Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to The Best of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Yes.
Wow. Wow.
Wow. Double wow.
Yeah.
It is The Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio on your Christmas Eve.
Yep.
Rob Parker. Along with Jonas Knox.
Yeah. Damn right. You didn't think I could last that long,
huh? I was shocked at how long you were able to keep it going.
Listen, there's a first. There's a first for everything, right?
No doubt about it. So we are coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit geico.com for a free rate quote. What's happening, Jonas? How you doing today?
We're good. So it's Christmas Eve. That means we've got to do our responsibility. One of my favorite things. Did you listen to radio growing up?
Yes. I
was a radio junkie.
I love radio.
One of my favorite things is when you were a kid and they would give live Santa tracker updates on objects they see in the sky because they want to know, people want to know where is he located.
Exactly.
So I think we should do our part and bring back those updates. Everybody has Twitter, but if you're driving around, if you have a little one with you, don't worry. Rob and I will keep you updated on the whereabouts of Santa Claus as he is already starting delivering gifts around the world. So
yes, and yep. You have a big Christmas Eve because your fiance and her family, it's a big tradition.
Yeah,
is this in the Mexican tradition, right?
Mexican tradition. Every Christmas Eve, they get together, make tamales from scratch, open up gifts, have some drinks, things like that.
Oh, that sounds nice.
Yeah, it's always fun to be in a place where you're the only one that speaks zero Spanish.
Zero.
Like that's always good. I know the dirty words,
right?
But I can't really use those around the family, so I'm not really sure what to do.
And the other one is, the bad part is, I'm gonna clue you in. So when your girlfriend says Paquito, it's not a good thing.
Okay, that's good. You know, it's funny. What's weird about that? She's only said that during intimate moments, and I always thought, is that because it's cold? And so does that mean cold,
exactly,
chilly? Okay, that's what it means. Old. You're an idiot. Would you tell your Mexican weather joke?
Yeah,
on the air
I was going to say, and the other thing, around the country's cold places, snowing or whatever. But do you know, Alex, we're going to have Mexican weather here.
What's that, Rob?
You know that?
Yeah. What is it?
Yeah, chili today, hot tamale.
Oh God. Oh, dear Christ.
What?
That's like you have turned into Bob Saget. Like, you are the Bob Saget of Fox Sports Radio.
Unbelievable. But no, we don't want to do all that. All right, let's welcome in the Odd Couple crew because we have a great show for you. If you're wrapping presents, just hanging out, driving around.
Ton of guests on the show.
No guests today. Stop. Leave Ryan alone. No guests on a Christmas Eve. But we don't need guests. But anyway, our producer is Ryan, absolutely, filling in for Rob G. Alex, of course, our engineer. Did you see what Alex had on his feet today? Come on, man.
He had
his Jordans.
Is he
today wearing
the Jordans?
Rob, let me just tell you this. I was flexing on the Fox lot all day today waiting to see you, and I did not see you.
Yeah.
Wow.
I got canceled. I was supposed to be on The Herd.
so I got canceled today, and I didn't get to see you.
So
he has the Jordans on.
That's awesome, yeah. Because I know that like when we were giving out gifts, I gave him the Jordans. You gave him the gift card.
Is that what it was?
He did.
So like, I'm glad that he did wear the gift that I got.
Oh, there you go.
You know,
very nice.
An honor.
And of course, Mr. Steve DeSager is at the anchor desk. Steve will keep us updated throughout the program. So there it is. Yes, and don't forget later on in the program in the third hour, it is a Trash Talking Tuesday.
Yeah.
That's right. Your chance to trash anyone, anything in the world of sports. And as a Christmas present, we're going to extend it. It's going to be a bonus edition of Trash Talking Tuesday. So people have a chance to get in.
And not to mention, great guests here on the show today. What do we, because Manti Te'o's ex-girlfriend are making an appearance
on
the show today.
Yes.
I mean, just, you name it.
Colin Kaepernick's girlfriend.
Yeah, the Tooth Fairy will be here at some point throughout the course of the show. So just a dynamite guest list here
and
on
then
Fox
the Easter
Radio.
Bunny as well.
Absolutely, yes.
All right, but let's start with the NFL, and I know you don't want to hear. Let me tell you something. When I did the Dan Patrick Show yesterday with Jason Smith, you know what he called yesterday's Packers-Vikings game?
What was that?
He called it the Kirk Cousins game.
Oh.
The game that was going to change the narrative about Kirk Cousins. This is what he stood out there for. And he went on a limb and talked about that people will win the game, tie the Packers for the NFC North division lead, and people will look differently at him because going into the game, he was 0-8 on Monday Night Football, and his record against teams with a winning record is abysmal, okay? It's just bad. So he said this was going to all change because they'll beat the Packers and the whole nine yards. And, of course, yesterday, that didn't happen on Monday Night Football. They got 10 points early, and it was on Packer turnovers.
Yeah.
That's all they could muster. And I think the Packers defense held Minnesota to 139 yards, was it?
Yeah.
Total in the game, which was incredible. And, of course, the Packers won the game 23-10. And I know you don't want to hear this. There's a lot of people have been saying the Packers are doing it with smoke and mirrors. That team's not that good. I don't know how they've won 12 games and whatnot. But last night in Minnesota, where the Vikings hadn't lost a game all year, the Packers have made a statement to the NFL.
Oh, Jesus.
And you better recognize.
Oh.
The Pack is back.
Oh,
oh my God.
Trust
the Pack is back. You ready for these numbers, Jonas?
Rob Parker.
Yeah, throw up in your mouth.
Can I get a shot of Jack Daniels?
Aaron Rodgers had no touchdown. Guess how many? He's done that three times this year. Guess what their record is when Aaron Rodgers throws no touchdowns? They're 3-0. Coming into this season, they were 4-10 when he didn't throw a touchdown. You ready for more? The Packers held a team under 20 points for the fourth straight game. The last time that happened goes back to 2006, more than a decade ago. The Packers beat the Vikings, who hadn't lost a home game all year. Ready for one more?
Sure.
The Packers are now 8-1 against teams with winning records. It's no smoke. It's no mirrors. You know what it is? It's the most balanced team that we've seen Green Bay have. They can run the football. They got a back who can get into the end zone. Aaron Jones with 19 touchdowns. They have a defense that gets takeaways and can make big plays in the game. And they still have Aaron Rodgers, who he's not lighting it up. He's doing just what he needs to do. But this is a well-balanced team. And you know what? You better watch out, NFL, as we get ready for the NFL playoffs, because the Packers are going to be in the NFC Championship game. The last time they won 12 games was 2014. And you know what they did? They wound up in the NFC Championship game. Hmm. This is a well-balanced team. I'm telling you, you better recognize Jonas.
Yeah, damn straight. So, yeah, definitely a statement game. Let me tell you something. If I dunk over a dead body, it doesn't mean that I'm an athlete. It means that I dunked over a corpse, okay? It doesn't mean all of a sudden my athletic skill set is being showcased and I made a statement as an athlete. No, I found a dead body and I jumped over it and slammed a basketball. Big effing deal. Aaron Rodgers and the Packers beating Kirk Cousins, who speaking of dead bodies, is the rigor mortis of quarterbacks when it comes to primetime games isn't a statement game. You want to talk about statements.
Not a statement game. The division was on the line.
You want to talk about statements. Let's talk about statements. You had a home game against Philadelphia on short week and short rest on a Thursday earlier this season. And what'd you do? You crapped your pants on national
television.
You're
going back to week four? That's evidence?
Here's a statement game. You also went to the Bay Area to take on the 49ers, who don't exactly have a great home field advantage. Half the time, 15 minutes before kickoffs, everybody's dressed as empty seats. And what did you do? You crapped your pants again. And then you go and you play the Chargers inside a soccer stadium where it was 95% Packer fans. And what'd you do? All together now, you crapped your pants again. Don't give me this, it's a statement because they beat Kirk Cousins. Everybody beats Kirk Cousins. You could roll out a scarecrow and he'd beat Kirk Cousins on Monday Night Football. It was not a statement game. It was a confirmation game. Aaron Rodgers is better than Kirk Cousins. Big whoop, like we didn't already know that before.
No way, no how are you going to poo-poo this win by Green Bay.
Put him in a body bag!
It is unbelievable from this standpoint. They had a chance to tie for the division. It was a huge game. It was a statement game for the Vikings. And you know what? Instead, the Packers are the ones who made the statement. You cannot look at this team. That record is so gaudy, so fat, so chubby. 8-1 against teams over 500.
Just how you like it.
It is chubby.
Yeah. Listen,
I'm a little moist right now.
I will say this. I do believe that the Green Bay Packers are a problem in the postseason, and here's why. At some point, Aaron Rodgers is going to go off script. I think he's played along for as long as he can possibly
play along. I totally agree
along.
With that. He has done that.
Because that offense is dreadful at times, and it does not look good. And I think Aaron Rodgers is frustrated. At this point, he's saying, all right, just get us to the dance, and I'll take it from here.
But they're winning, so it's hard, right?
Yeah, he's not going to make a stink. And that's fine. But Minnesota and Kirk Cousins, and everybody can use the whole, well, you know, without Dalvin Cook and without their other running back, Madison, you know, Kirk Cousins struggled. No. This is a thing. When it happens this many times in a row, it's now a thing. I pointed it out a year and a half ago. The guy outside the 1 p.m. Eastern time slot is garbage. He's crap. And he's proven it every single time he's been on Monday Night Football. So you can't take what we know about Kirk Cousins and then turn it into statement game by the Packers. The fact that the line was 5.5, that was a bank heist. I don't know anybody who bet Minnesota -5.5.
That's what they did. They said that Minnesota was the team.
Oh, my God. That's
5.5.
That's crazy to me, especially without Dalvin Cook and knowing Kirk Cousins' track record. I didn't buy it for a second. And until they fix whatever's going on up inside his dome, which may never be fixable, Minnesota is not getting it done anytime soon.
And here's the other thing, and I'm not going to steal it from Jason Smith, who of course does the nighttime show with Mike Harmon.
Well, if you do, he'll let you know.
I'm not going to steal it from him. But he said that this, with Aaron Jones now and Aaron Rodgers having a running back like this, reminds him a little bit of when finally John Elway got Terrell Davis, the running back, and then they won the two late championships late in his career. The last two years.
Yeah, no, you can make the comparison.
Right? And I think that's a fair comparison because Aaron has never had a running back of this caliber. Would you agree with that? Like this guy's a touchdown machine.
I don't think they've had the commitment to the run like they've got now.
I agree.
And if you want to knock Mike McCarthy for it or whatever, that's fine. But there's a clear commitment to the run. And I've heard this from people that I've talked to who watch tape, watch the All-22, study this stuff, know people in and around the league. What they're seeing from this offense is it's, as far as passing goes, pretty much kind of the same thing as before, but Matt LaFleur has control over the run game, and he is dictating how much they run the football. I just think when they get to the postseason, Aaron Rodgers is going to go rogue. And I think at some point, Aaron Rodgers is going to say, listen, this is the playoffs. We can't just continue to pound the ball if it's not working. I've got to be able to make plays, and I still think he's capable of doing it. But their offense at times, and I know you love Aaron Rodgers, but let's be honest here, this is the oldest he's looked that I've seen in a long time. And I don't know if it's the injuries or just the pace they're playing with, but threw an interception last night. No touchdowns.
Only his third interception. He hadn't turned the ball over.
Which is good. And the fact that they won the game and lost the turnover battle 3-1. If you talk to anybody.
That's incredible in the NFL.
If you talk to anybody, not just in the NFL, but in college football. Not as much in college, but in the NFL for sure. There's something like 70% of the time when you win the turnover battle, you win the game. So knowing going into a game, you're going to lose the turnover battle and not only lose it, but you're going to lose it by 2
right.
and still win by 13
points. And your quarterback has no touchdown.
Kirk Cousins, it is brutal. I don't know how anybody defends it anymore.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
You know what time it is, Jonas.
Oh,
you want
God.
Some NFL knowledge?
Here
Let's go.
Here we go.
Can you increase your power? Do you need the power?
Yeah.
Well, here it comes.
Power.
Can you feel the power?
Power. It's Parker's Power Ranking.
All right, here we go.
Geez.
You already know where
here
we're headed.
Go.
We're going to start with the
number five
team. That's right. It is the Kansas City Chiefs, 11-4.
Wow.
They are rolling. And, you know, the Chiefs are going to be in the hunt. In the AFC, especially against those Patriots and Ravens. So there they are. They're the number five team.
Number right. four.
Number four is the San Francisco 49ers. 12-3. What an unbelievable comeback this year. Nobody expected them. They were undefeated for most of the season.
Yeah.
And they're still rolling. 12-3, great year for them. And you know what? The 49ers might have been right when they redid everything, brought in Shanahan.
Where'd you have him last week?
I don't remember.
Oh, okay.
Number four.
That's good.
All right.
Number three.
Thank you. Number three. The New Orleans Saints. They're 12-3 too, man. Look at all these good teams. 12-3. They're rolling the Saints. We saw Michael Thomas. Set the record, right, for the most pass receptions in a single season. He's a straight-up stud. Everybody knows the ball's going there. He still gets it.
Yeah. Good player. Really good
he
player.
He really is a really good player.
Number two.
The Green Bay Packers.
Wow.
They leapfrogged all the way up to number two with that statement game.
Trust the process.
And now they're winning games without Aaron Rodgers throwing touchdowns. If that doesn't, you know, get you worked up, make you feel good, nothing will.
Yeah.
This is a team that's as well-balanced as I've ever seen. They're going to make a Super Bowl run. You hear me?
I mean, listen, okay, now number one, clearly, obviously, we know the Patriots. Can we just speed this
number
up?
Number one.
Patriots, the Patriots, my butt. It's the Baltimore Ravens.
Oh, my God.
Yes. 13-2. And the only thing is, you know, and they will not play Lamar Jackson this week, right? They're going to rest some of their stars or whatever.
Their guys. Yeah.
Yep. But the number one seed, very nice. So I'm loving it. I'm loving where they are. And this will be great to see the Ravens. But they're the best team in the league. So it could be a Ravens-Packers Super Bowl. Is that what we're looking at?
Well, AFC, NFC? Let me throw this at you. So the Baltimore Ravens, would you say that a team that's already played them would have a better shot against them than a team that hasn't played them before because they've already seen it?
Yeah, we saw that last year, if
right.
you remember.
Right.
In the playoffs, if you remember, Jonas, late in the year, he beat the Chargers. You remember that? He
yes.
ran all over
yep.
them and beat the Chargers. Then they played, I don't know how many weeks later, was it like two or three
not,
weeks
yeah,
later?
Yeah, not long.
It was close.
Yeah.
And then the Chargers totally shut down Lamar Jackson the second time around. So I know the point you're making, like if they play a team that hadn't seen him,
yeah.
probably going to have some trouble. But he's played so well this year, and he doesn't need a lot of throws. The other night, what was the game where he had 15 completions and 5 touchdowns
yeah.
on 15 no, completions?
He's been awesome. But if we all agree that having a peek at them this year already gives you a little bit more of an advantage over a team that hasn't, then the Patriots, who are in the playoffs, the Chiefs, who are in the playoffs, the Texans, and the Bills, who are all in the playoffs, they've all played the Ravens this season. So I don't think it's going to be this easy cakewalk advance into the Super Bowl.
I agree with you on that.
And, man, Kansas City, and I know you got them a 5 on your power rankings, quietly, which is bizarre considering how much hype they got last year, quietly, Kansas City looks damn good.
And well, their defense has gotten better because it was atrocious earlier this season.
And since Patrick Mahomes came back, they've lost one time. That one game was his first game back, and that was that shootout against Tennessee that could have gone either way. Kansas City looks really good, man.
So you like Kansas City out of the AFC?
As a dark horse. I really do. As a dark horse, I like Kansas City.
Where are you with the Patriots in the AFC? I know they got the win over Buffalo. If Allen would have played any better, Buffalo could have won that game. I mean, he had 40 yards in the first half?
This is the year they need home field throughout, I think, to have a shot, and this is the year that they don't end up with it. Much like last year, they went on the road and beat Kansas City. I just don't know that this team, with their run game not as efficient as it was a year ago.
Sony Michel was great last year.
Yeah, it's not the same team, not the same offense. I'd love to see them. If they can pull it off, all respect.
No, I don't want to see them pull it off. I'm not trying to do that.
I mean, why not? What's the problem?
I'm done.
They always do things on the up and up. I thought for sure you'd want to
cheating whenever they can.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
It is the Odd Couple here on Fox Sports Radio. As we come to you live here from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios, where 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance, visit geico.com for a free rate quote. It is the game everybody has been waiting for. Pure excitement, a national stage, and we'll have all the latest as we get some late-minute drama heading into that one here, coming up in just a couple of moments. I am Jonas Knox, in for Chris Broussard, alongside a man that you see on television, that you hear on radio, that you see in print, that you watch on Instagram, as his career, his Hall of Fame career, continues to ascend into the galaxy of all-time greats. Ladies and gentlemen, make some noise for Alex Tyshirt, our technical producer here on Fox Sports Radio.
Alex, your career is unbelievable.
Alex Tyshirt here on FSR.
Wow.
You know, guys, sometimes I beseech myself, and I just want to let you know it's an honor to be here with you.
Maybe that pan of the camera during the herd stays a little too long on you.
I mean, is that what
it is?
I think so.
You know what I've thought, Rob? I've always thought about doing something funny when they go to break and they see us in the corner, like just stand up and stretch or something, or just run around. I don't know. Think of something next time.
And now, and also Rob Parker.
Oh, well,
here,
thank
too.
You.
What's up, Rob?
I appreciate it. Thank you.
My man. By the way, we do have an update.
Yes.
We are getting reports of an object in the sky.
With
what appears to be reindeer sort of leading the way, heading over in Europe, making its way towards the East Coast of the United States.
On its way to the East Coast.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Was in South America earlier and headed to Europe, and now on its way, Moscow and Russia way before that, but it's headed towards the East Coast. So we are getting those reports.
Wow.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Interesting.
Yeah, I did get a text from my sister and her grandson. He must be 7, 8 years old. She's like, yeah. I said, is Carter excited? Yeah, he's in bed already. I said, it's 7:30 Eastern.
That's how it is.
Wow. I was like, what is he doing in bed? Because, he never goes to bed at 7:30.
He can't wait
to wake up.
When you're a kid, you think the sooner you go to bed, the sooner you're going to wake up. And then when you get older, you realize, screw it, I'll just stay up the whole time.
Well, when she said he was in bed already, I was like, what?
And here's the thing. He's not even sleeping.
No, he's just laying there.
Yeah, he's laying there forcing himself to go to sleep. He's closing his eyes as hard as he can.
But that's what's great about Christmas.
Christmas
is about kids.
Yeah, it's awesome.
And when the kids first, because I have a few friends who have younger kids, you know, who 2 or 3, who don't really get it all the way. And once they discover, you know, at first, all right, they're opening gifts. They really don't know what's going on. But once they do get it, it becomes like a magical time.
Yeah.
And that whole, a couple other people at work had their kids in today, and they were bouncing off the walls. You know what I mean?
They love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they love
Christmas Eve. They know what's coming.
Yeah.
And so do we. Tomorrow we
damn
know what's
straight.
Coming, don't we?
Yeah, we got a big matchup. In case you are new to what is happening in the world of sports, the L.A. Clippers and the L.A. Lakers have a big matchup on Christmas Day. Perfect planning. By the way, Christmas Day, I believe, is when the NBA should start their season anyways.
Oh, okay.
The Lakers and Clippers will be a part of, I think it's a quadruple header or five games.
No,
whatever.
I think it's five games,
five
isn't
or
it?
Six games.
It's five games.
Total insanity.
Everybody except the Washington Generals are playing tomorrow.
Right. That is, yes, that is true. Yeah, the Generals are busy. It's the one day they take off. But yeah, we do have five games in the NBA, and the big one is the 8 Eastern time tip-off between the Clippers and the Lakers. Now, we know what happened the first time the Clippers and Lakers met up.
I remember the Clippers did not have Paul George.
Yeah, they didn't have Paul George, and the Lakers got up early, and the Clippers were just a better team down the stretch and won the game. Anthony Davis and LeBron James both expected to play. Big surprise. Like, anybody actually believed they weren't going to play in this game coming up on Christmas. But here we go again with a late entry into more drama added into this game, as there was a report that came out from The Athletic that the demands of Kawhi Leonard's camp towards the Clippers and the Lakers wants a house, wants part ownership, wants all these things. And Rob, I'm just trying to figure it out. Like, who do you think would be the one to leak that information
well,
and
let
make
me
it go
see.
Public?
Who would be involved in negotiations or would know what was asked for?
Yeah, who
would that
be?
The Lakers, allegedly? That might be the Lakers.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Lakers. I'm going to say it was the LA Lakers.
And how talk about sour grapes.
Unbelievable.
Months and months after you missed out. And here's the other part. If they were so repulsed by the demands and said, oh, my God, we can't do this about the because of the union and, the CBA and all this. They sure stayed in for
no
Kawhi
kidding.
All the way
no
until
kidding.
The end and didn't sign any free agents. They could have moved on if they were like, Uncle Dennis. They could have called him Dennis the Menace and said, we're not going to deal with this guy. He's trying to, what's the right word?
Pull the wool over our eyes scam us into getting.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's like a hot woman who finally gets rejected for the first time and they don't know how to handle it. And so, and people do this, and it doesn't even have to be a woman. It could be a guy as well, too. Guys have done this before, or you have a buddy who's done this, to where he's really, really interested in a woman, and then he doesn't get her, and then afterwards he spends time bashing her. Oh, yeah,
I didn't like her anyway.
Way too thin for me. I don't like the amount of makeup she wears. God, her personality really wore down on me. Really? Because a week ago you were all about it, and then once you struck out, now you want to bring up everything and all the flaws that come along with it. Look, Kawhi made a decision. He didn't want to be a part of the circus that is the LA Lakers, and it is a circus, and it's attached to LeBron James.
And a lot of Laker fans keep trying to talk themselves into this whole idea. No, he was really coming. No, he was coming. If it wasn't for the Paul George, I said, wait a minute. So he had a chance to join AD and LeBron.
Yep.
He could have had all the load management he wanted, right? Because those two guys are playing, so he didn't have to play every night. He had a chance to win nothing but championships, still play in the same building, still play in L.A.,
yep.
And you're telling me, and then he picked an organization that's never won anything where there's more pressure on him to deliver. Don't tell me he was going to the Lakers all along because he would have gone to the Lakers. It tells me the opposite, that he never really wanted to go to the Lakers.
It's total BS. I don't buy it for a second. I think that maybe was a leverage ploy by Kawhi Leonard.
Yes.
He used the Lakers in order to get the Clippers off their ass and start moving on a deal to bring in Paul George. That's all it was. He wasn't, I don't think, actually ever really entertaining the idea of going to the Lakers.
I totally agree.
And
'cause if you told me I had a choice of either one. I'm going to make the same money. I'm going to play with LeBron and Anthony Davis in the same building. I'm back in L.A. And my life would be easier
I saw,
with no pressure?
I saw a quote from Kawhi Leonard earlier today where somebody in the media asked him, what's Christmas Eve like at the Leonard household? And he said, it's private. That's for us. That's not for you guys. He's not a Laker. the Lakers are pizzazz and Showtime and everybody's there and they've got reality shows and they've got production crew. That's not him. That's not who he is. It's not what he's about. It's why the Clippers always made the most sense to me. It always seemed like the Clippers were a better
start.
From day one. And I just think, like, he made the decision. He joined the Clippers, and that's where he wanted to be. And so people can look at that and say, oh, well, it's because the Lakers wouldn't cave to his demands.
It's because Magic leaked the information.
Yeah.
They would come up with anything to try to justify why he picked the Clippers over the Lakers.
Ample opportunities for him to go to the Lakers, and he still chose to go to the Clippers. And I just think when Kevin Durant made the comment last year in which he said, you know, some people just don't want to deal with, you know, the LeBron James BS.
And what did he say? The toxic environment
around
LeBron.
And so you can focus on the word toxic and get offended. And I think LeBron said, you know, it really pissed him off. But man, like, there is something to kind of wanting to do your own thing. You don't want to be a backup singer for a band if you feel like you can lead the group yourself. And I think guys around the NBA, for as great as LeBron is and for as many amazing things as he's done in his career, maybe guys around the NBA look at it like, I don't want to just go there and be plan B or C. I mean, Kevin Love, Tristan Thompson, some of these other guys who sacrificed a lot. Chris Bosh, who sacrificed
a ton.
Who
was an all-star in Toronto, yes. Wound up being a guy standing at the perimeter, yes, taking three-point shots.
Yes. Like, I think we're at a point now to where guys look at it and go, I want to create my own legacy. And let me tell you something. And LeBron James fanboys can get worked up about this all they want, and you know who you are, especially in the media. If Kawhi Leonard goes out and wins a title with the Clippers.
Oh, my.
Guess who's all of a sudden in the conversation, ladies and gentlemen? Because the fact that he brought a title to San Antonio, then brought one to Toronto, and then brought one to the Clippers in back-to-back years, no less.
And two organizations who had never tasted it before. That elevates you. That puts you in a class by yourself. And he would be, if they won this year, he'd be 3-1 in NBA Finals.
Yeah, and look, there was a moment, if you go back to the NBA Final where the Spurs beat the Heat, and it's captured on video to where Kawhi Leonard checked back into the game and LeBron was at the free throw line getting ready to take foul shots. When LeBron looked back and saw Kawhi Leonard was checking back into the game, he cursed. He literally tilted his head back and dropped like an F-bomb because he realized, oh my God, that marauder, that savage is coming back into the game to give me more grief as I'm trying to chase a title. Like, Kawhi's always been there. He's always been lurking. He just doesn't have a production crew to remind you of it every 10 seconds.
No doubt about it. And here's my other point about this game. Who needs it more? Who has to win more? The Clippers have already beaten them without Paul George.
It's the Lakers.
Am I right? Yeah, they need this for people because it's just like when they were 24-4 and they played Milwaukee. It was about, okay, yeah, the Lakers are off to this great start. Let's see. And then Milwaukee runs them out the building.
Yeah.
I know the game looked like it was close, but in reality, Jonas, it was never really close from the beginning. And this is another situation. Paul George is there and Kawhi. And if the Clippers win by 10 or 12, what will people be saying about this Laker team? Because I've already said, to me, they're already championship frauds at this point in the season.
When we were on, and you know this because you appear on this show as well too, out here locally in L.A., our local affiliate TV station, KNBC Channel 4, on Going Rogan with Fred Rogan, one of the legendary sportscasters in LA. And so Fred will have friends of his come in and be a part of the show. And so I've done it a few times. I know you've done it, Rob. One of the questions they posed to me was before the season started, they said, who's going to have a better regular season record? And I said it would be the Lakers.
Right.
Because the season meant more to them. Kawhi, this is one goal. We're here to win a championship. The Lakers are here to let everybody know they're back and let's see how far we get in the postseason.
And the perfect, you're 100% right on this. Here's the perfect example. For the great this great start that the Lakers have,
yeah,
they only have two more wins than the Clippers, yeah, where Kawhi has missed 8 games, right?
But it's all you hear about.
But it's a two-win difference. But if you listen to people, oh, the Lakers, oh, my God, look at what they're doing. They got 24 wins. They're rolling over everybody. And it's right. The Clippers have 22 wins and the Lakers have 24.
Yeah, it's all you keep hearing about. And then there's the criticism of Kawhi and load management and LeBron taking swipes at him. And it's like LeBron James just goes with whatever way the wind blows. Like one minute he's got this opinion, the next he's got that. Like if I'm Kawhi Leonard, I'm actually going to sit here and be criticized by some guy who showed up to a game last year with a glass of wine. What? And he's talking?
Sat on the bench drinking wine.
Yeah, it just doesn't make sense.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.